Mitch Moringer, pretty much entrenched for you. What do you see from that?
Doing well. They're buying into what we're trying to do with the new schemes and new verbiage and terminology and the things that we're trying to do up front. And they're doing good. You know, I had Mitch was here, been here throughout the summer, and got a chance to spend a little bit more time with him. And Jarek is kind of coming along very, very well since he's kind of jumped in, since camp started. But they're both doing well, leading the group and doing an outstanding job at this point in time.
Of course, the question always comes up. There's three other spots that we're talking about right now. So guard, and tackle. So we know one tackle. We don't know. Well, maybe Ebron on the other side, but the other spots, has anybody stepped up in your mind?
We've got some guys that are battling for some spots. Like I said, Mitch has been kind of steady at center, and Small has been pretty steady at left tackle. But we've got some guys working at right tackle, a couple out-of-state guys, and Eugene Richardson and Anthony Turner, one guy from Florida, one guy from Georgia. You know, at the guard spots, we've got a couple guys and a local guy, Jose Lacone. We've got him working at a guard. We've got a Brock Shepard also working at a guard, who's a kid from Leota that's coming on and working hard. We also have Dalen Gilliland, who we're dual training at center and guard. So we've got a lot of competition at those other spots. So this week is a big week for us.
How about Jermaine?
Yeah, Jermaine is working hard as well. We were working to kind of get him healthy and do some things like that. But he definitely has potential to be a really good player. We're just going to try to see where he's at.
Yeah, a tackle spot or for Abram?
He would be probably more of an interior guy for us. For Jermaine.
What's he dealing with?
He's got some issues just with his upper body and his shoulders and things, but we'll get him cleaned up. We're confident in our training staff and what they're doing that we can get him going. So,
this first week, how have they progressed been picking up? Kind of why the way you talked about Mitch
Moore. It was a little bit of a shell shock format first. I know Coach Flace and I, we have different personalities and different coaching styles, but like I said, they bought in and they've. I think that they're starting to see some of the benefits of the fruits, some of the labor that they put in, and starting to bear some fruits. So the more and more that they see that, the more and more they want to buy in and see the results. So we're excited about that.
How big is this scrimmage Friday? Never mind going upfield and scoring points on the offensive side, but just to, get some continuity with those five guys up front.
Very big. Very, very big for us up front, because we've shoved a lot of guys in and out of the lineup trying to see who can do this and who can do that. So this weekend is big for us to see who we can actually kind of mesh together, who works well together, to kind of put that first line together for the first week of our game. So
what are your expectations?
Our expectations really are to play extremely hard, to be extremely physical, to be the most physical unit, on the field, to keep our quarterback on his feet. We don't really set a lot of expectations as far as numbers. We want to have this amount or that amount of this or that, but we put it more on things that we can control, like effort, physicality, being violent, things of that nature. And we believe that the numbers will come.
What have you seen from the opposite side of the ball, the defensive line? Who stood out there for you when you're going against them?
They've got some guys that can go on that D-line. A number of guys, Ben Harper is a big body that can do some stuff. Some of the in-state guys, Tyler Small, does some really good stuff. R.J. Harrison, he's an out-of-state kid that has some quick twitch stuff. Tyler Gassineau, a Shrine Bowl kid from Kansas, does a lot of really good stuff too. So they've got some kind of things to work with like we have to do on the offensive line as well. So it'd be interesting to see how it all works out.
Scheme-wise, are you changing anything up, like zone blocking or anything specific this year?
No, I think we're pretty much keeping with the same schemes and things that they ran before. We are tweaking the way we're blocking a little bit, kind of some of the things that I'm used to and stuff like that. But schematically, it's a lot of the same stuff.